learn to deal with the valley. The hills are kept the same. Don't you know? You got a wild blood running through your veins. The moon path. With the power of fame. Don't you know? You got a wild blood. Welcome to Genesis Speaks.
Welcome back to Genesis Speaks. Well, I say welcome back because I've not been quite on this podcast for some time now. My name is Ndiimane Rapodi and I'm the host of Genesis Speaks, a rebrand of the Evolve Talk. And today I'm not alone and I'm not going to be alone for the longest of the time on this podcast. I'm with my sister, honey. Mother Lins. Hey, Lindo.
Hi, Ndi. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Yes. So this is the audience for some time. Can you kindly just give them who Lindo is? I want to know who this new person is now.
You were listening to Genesis Speaks. Catch you after the break.
She is a lot of things, but mostly she is a multifaceted. She is divine feminine. She is a bubbly spirit and she is an activist for women. And most importantly, most fittingly for the Genesis Speaks, she is a chakrahan and she is looking forward to having all those spiritual talks with you. And let us get our chakras in order and have positive energy flowing right with us. I am looking forward to engaging with you, navigating societal issues, but most importantly, just staying grateful in this journey.
Beautiful, beautiful. You had it. You had it right. We are back. I'm back. Lindo is here. And we are here to take you on a new level of, I don't know what, but you're going to see a new level of something. We are on a new level of something. Something is coming. Something is here, actually. It's not really coming, but it's already here because we are already here as we speak. The fact that you can hear us in your earphones, the fact that you can hear us from your phone or wherever you hear us from, it means that we are here and it's here and it's now. So the time is now. Well, the revamp of the Evolve Talk comes with, it's not really that different from the Evolve Talk, but because it's still about evolution and about growing, about becoming the best version of yourself. But now we're saying that the beginning of something, the beginning is now. That's why we're saying Genesis and we're speaking. So it's not always going to be the beginning, but it's always going to be the beginning of something, right? Something because will be in the middle and then, but it's going. Yeah.
Yes, I was just saying that somewhere in the world, all the time.
Oh, I lost you, Lindo.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, you're back.
Oh, I was just reiterating what you're saying, that somewhere in the world, there is always going to be someone who is experiencing a new beginning and a genesis. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do with this podcast is to just speak those new beginnings into existence, you know, mm-hmm. that there will always be a start over and over and over again. We shouldn't be afraid to explore those new possibilities and opportunities that come with life. Just go with the flow.
definitely. I love that. Well, we're going to have, for now, we're just going to start two segments. But I think this episode is just going to be like an introduction of what we are about and where we currently are in our life, you know. Just to give you a brief for someone who's new, this podcast has platform that we're using, it was called the Evolve Talk. It has been running for about 3 years or so, or more than that, because I started in 2018. And then last year in 2021, August, this time of the year, so it's a year ago, I decided to like pull the trigger and just stop podcasting. And one of the reasons why I stopped podcasting was that I had a lot of things. And at that time, I felt that at this point, there are certain things I don't really miss. Because at most, the podcast was a platform for me to, it was sort of like a therapy for me in a way that I could just go there and speak. And if you go to the older seasons, you realize that I was a little bit more transparent to what was going on. But then I realized at this point that I don't need to be that transparent about what's actually happening in my life. It's quite sensitive to just speak. So I had to like, okay, what's next now? Because I was going through a whole lot of transitioning to a different phase in my life. So it was a thing of like, what's next? Because I needed something different. And I felt that this was the time that I have been waiting for, that now I can now have something different with a different perspective and with a different outlook. Because had I continued, I would just be autopiloting, because I've already been doing it for more than 3 years. And it was going to be a more of like, okay, I'm just doing this over and over and over again. But yeah, that's where I am currently. We are experiencing a new beginning, experiencing something new. And there's a lot of changes, and we'd like to take you on a journey of that, of those changes that we are currently experiencing. And we just want to give you that sisterly a relationship that we have. So it's going to be more of like our call that we do have like weekly, where we just update each other. And we just want to bring you closer so that you can feel, and I don't know, you can feel that love from just listening. And also it can just help you to get through life experiences. Lindo, over to you.
Yes, that is true. I think what we are with these segments is to actually be relatable and to show our sisters out there that, you know, there isn't much of a difference between us, because, you know, most of the things that we go through, parts of our lives are things that other people also go through out there, can often feel as though they are alone. This phase of my life definitely has no name and most probably does not have. I am calling it crazy faith, because that is exactly, I'm just going with the flow, knowing and believing that the universe is conspiring for me, meant for me, will not miss me. In this new phase and chapter in my life, I am becoming bolder and even more fearless in chasing my dreams and ensuring that I am achieving all of the things that at one point in my time, I thought I wouldn't be able to. So it's a new beginning for me, moved to a whole new city, trying out new things, making new friends, and trying out all of the things that I previously thought I did not want to try or I did not want to do, because I have discovered as I go along with life that there are people are meant for every season. There are things that are meant for seasons as well. And in other seasons, you might feel like, I would never do that. But it's also very possible for that to happen to you at any time. So I just want, with this statement, to talk to those who are in a complete new scenery and in new surrounding that... do not take this time to feel lost. Do not take this time to not feel as though you are not belonging, because you actually belong anywhere as long as you take the time to actually be intentional and mindful about feeling good. Take this chance to spread your wings. Take this chance to take opportunities, every little drop of them. So let's start this new beginning. Let's start this new era and journey. Together, let us create a network of sisterhood, of just being there for each other.
Mm-hmm. Great. Like, I love what you just said, all of it, actually. Well, let's get to it. The first segment of the show is, let me quick, awakening reflections. That is the first segment of the show. What we're going to do is, we're going to do some breathing and out a practice before just going to the session. So this is just an introduction, but like before the show starts, you know that we're going to do the breathing and breathe out exercises. We're going to drink our water, because water is quite important for you to mind your business, honey. Like if you drink your water, all you're going to be doing, you know what you're going to be doing. And it's going to be like less of... it's going to be less of my people's businesses. You'll be doing that and focusing...
You'll be going there. Up and down, down the up.
Focusing on your what? Focusing on your what?
Just focusing with that pays you.
Exactly. Okay, let's do the brief and out to our segment, Awakening Reflections. We're just going to do it 3 times. We're going, you breathe in from the core, like you take it out, all of it, like you take it out, all of it, and then you put it back. Don't open your mouth, use your nose to breathe. Let's go. Take it out, and again, take it out. Last time, perfect.
You know, I must admit that initially, sorry, I must admit that initially, when my therapist told me that it's important to do breathe exercises, you know, breathing in and breathing out, I thought it was the dumbest thing I had ever had because, like, what do you mean? I'm right. And but over time, I actually realized just about how important it is because many a times you might feel that you're actually calm when you are not. So breathing in and breathing out and performing breathing exercises actually intentional about staying calm. It makes you intentional about seeing the situation for what it really is and just kind of thinking of things in a tranquil state of mind. So it has become one of my favorite things over the years.
True. Awakening reflections. So now we are here. Well, I with breathing in and out practices, I think recently that's when I, for me, said, okay, I actually understand what it does. Because I would be like, I'm trying to always make sure that I feel good, right? Because when you feel good, that's when good things come to you.
Yeah.
When you feel good, that's when you attract good things. So obviously it's not every day, like life, Jay, will just make you feel some type of way. So sometimes you wake up and feeling like, you know, you don't have energy or you're feeling heavy. So that's when we say your vibrations are quite low. When you feel heavy, you can't really explain, but when your vibrations are high, you are light-weighted. You can feel it, man. You're just light-weighted and you're easygoing. And when that happens, is that when you're feeling lighthearted and easygoing, then it means that you can attract great things as well. Like you are able to attract like whatever that you want, because sometimes you're attracting things that you do not want. And it is at most where you don't feel good that you attract things that you don't want. Because when you don't feel good, you all have these thoughts of like, yo, I don't know if this, what. And it's going to keep like you're manifesting it without being conscious. So me, exploring breathing and out thingies, I when I felt like, yo, I'm feeling heavy, I just breathe in, breathe out. The core, like just take everything and breathe, and after that it's just some sort of like, okay, I feel a little bit better from where I was. So it's quite important, you know, to take that, because sometimes life will throw you to points wherein you become nervous. For an example, like when you're nervous, you need to know, okay, I need to breathe in, breathe out. When you're about to do a presentation, breathe in, breathe out. Whatever situation could be, breathing in and breathing out is essential. And what does that help? Actually, like breathing in and breathing out, you're opening your lungs, you're expanding your lungs. So it's not just an act that you do, because I need to, you are breathing every day, but like when you breathe everything in and breathing it out, you are actually expanding your lungs, and that's good for your health. So your therapist was right on it. Really healthy. Everyone should try it. Everyone should do it. Well, on this segment, obviously we are reflecting on things that we do, but then I just want to start this topic, right, that we could use to reflect on to about on our first episode. This podcast will be more on spirituality, and I want us to reflect on our spiritual journey. I think a lot of people that were following this podcast sort of know my spiritual journey, but like I want to hear you
with awakening or enlightenment. Is that most of the time when people speak about it, they make it seem like something that is so glorious that when it happens to you, you're going to find, you know, clarity and fulfillment. But in actual essence, it is so messy. It is so messy because, you know, it messes with your energy. It messes with your perspective. It messes with the way that you've always, you know, seen life, because that's what happens when growth is happening and when healing is happening. Sometimes, you know, you have to shatter and be broken to actually be fixed. And that is what a spiritual journey is, to realize your own toxicness, to realize your own triggers, and most importantly, to realize your role in some of the things that affect you. For me, spirituality or my spiritual journey has been particularly difficult because it came with a lot of accountability, you know. Sometimes when you say, okay, I want growth, I want healing, I want stability, I want to look into the things that affect me, we tend to look at circumstances, you know, like, oh, my childhood trauma, you know, how I was raised, you know, a particular instance that had happened to you, and you kind of want to center that particular tragedy towards your spirituality. And I've learned that it's actually not like that, hey? And my spiritual journey for me, I think now, if I could say, okay, where am I now with my spiritual journey? I would say that I'm at a point in time where I have learned to maintain a sense of calm, a sense of calm, knowing that the things that are meant for me are going to propel towards me and they will not miss me. I just know that, you know, somehow the universe is conspiring for me. I'm at the right place at the right time. But for you to get there as a spiritual person where you're just like, okay, I don't want to be anxious no more. You just have to learn how to differentiate between what is real and what is not. That, for me, is what spirituality is. It's the it's the difference between what is real and what is not, because so many times our brains tell us things that are not real. You get what I mean? Oh, you're doing so bad. Oh, your peers are doing so much better than you. Oh, you're not gonna do this. Oh, you're not gonna be able to do that. But then if you could just shift away from the brain and look at things from a spiritual perspective, then you will be able to see that you're actually not doing so bad, that you've actually whole long way. Because when you place yourself in a spiritual placenta, that's when you're also able to look back. You get what I mean? Your brain doesn't allow you to look back. It allows you maybe to look at the now and look at the future. But with spirituality, you are able to look back and gauge how far you've come and why you are now here. And that is when you will be able to see that you are not doing so bad at all, and your brain is playing games with you. I have learned through my spiritual journey to kind of find a balance between my trinity, my mind, my body, and my soul. And with being able to take care of my mind, then I know that my body will also reciprocate, and so will my soul. And if I neglect any of the other, then all three are going to crumble. So for me, spirituality means balance between those three. Yeah.
Well, that's quite interesting, and I think it's quite important to also take cognizance. I feel like you mentioned an aspect that I like, to take cognizance of your part in a situation, because at most, a lot of people actually like really just look at them being wronged, like, oh my gosh, I was done wrong, like, you know, they're just victims and all that. And I was just having this conversation earlier that I try to say that in a situation, I'm not going to be a victim all the time. And when I'm not a victim, I do say that I was not a victim. There are fallouts that have happened with people, and it's never the narrative of like, oh my gosh, that person wronged me, that person did this to me. But I'm like, oh no, but I was the one in the wrong in that whole situation. And it ended in the way it did. So I'm acknowledging my part. If needs be, then I need to go back to the person and apologize and say that I'm sorry for, you know, what had happened because of my doing or because of the choices that I made to actually influence this whole situation to be what it ended up to be. So I think that's quite important, you know, as individuals, to be in that space where you acknowledge you're wrong, and part also just in how situations play out. And at the same time, there's a thin line between acknowledging you're wrong and just blaming yourself. The people just blame themselves for things, and things that have happened in their life, the existence and all that. So there's a thin line. So you don't have to really blame yourself for your existence or any other things as well. It's just acknowledging where you did a blunder, where you made you messed up again. Because we are human beings. Yeah.
That is what I wanted to say, that it's very important that even when you say you are stepping out of victimhood, you must not have an entire disregard also of the things that you know have happened to you and what other people have done to you. Yes, people can wrong you. They have a tendency of doing that, and you shouldn't necessarily blame yourself for that. But with accountability, you are saying that, okay, this is what this person did to me, or this is how things happened and played out. This is how I found myself in that situation, and maybe it could have played out differently if I hadn't, you know, but not necessarily blaming yourself all the way. So yeah, I agree with you so much on that. I'm reiterating with you that you don't necessarily have to blame yourself for your entire existence when stepping out of victim. You just have to have a perspective of both. The person has done this to you, and you have also done this to yourself. Just to go back to what we just said right now about balance, maintaining a balance.
Interesting. Well, as we have said, we're back, and I think I've been sending like a whole lot of like trailers and saying that we're back. Like, it's been like the past month, actually. It's been a month ever since I've been, like, we're coming back and all that, but like, when you're listening to this, it means that yeah, we actually really are back. Like, yeah, honey. So I just want to run through, you know, I think the journey has been quite well with the Evolve Talk as well, when I started the Evolve Talk and the space in which I started it and how when I ended it and all that. And I think I have that word is not, it doesn't want to pop out, so I'm just not gonna use it. So I'm just gonna say it again, that I think I mentioned it in the beginning of this episode, that you know, when I ended the Evolve Talk phase, was the thing of like, now it's like I'm done. Like, not I'm done in that way, but like I need more, and I still want to continue, but I just don't have, you know, a way forward. I just don't know what's next, like how to structure it going forward, because at the same time it was becoming more redundant in a way. Like I had done it for like 3 years before it ended, and when I did it, there was so much growth as well, like from when it started, I think it was called Girl Talk. I would just go online on Facebook and I would speak, and then it evolved to I was exploring my Christian beliefs at the time, and it went on to me just explaining the word, and then it grew to me starting to explore pop culture and what's happening then, and it grew to me, you know, exploring other provocative topics like albinism, like LGBTQI, and all those other sex work as well. It was one of the things that we touched on. We touched on bullying. It was quite, you know, nicism, because it was well faceted, like different, there was different things to learn as well. So there was so much growth in it and all that. And I'm like, okay, now I've reached that point of like, we're done, but like, I still want more, but like, I just need clarity to what's next. And then it took a year, because it ended in August last year, so it's actually really a year now that I've not been online podcasting. So now that we're back, I feel like it's something I should like to update you, because I think I became really transparent to what was happening in my life. And you know, even though sometimes it was not really like direct, but you know, okay, now D is not feeling good. I remember at some point I was going through depression. Podcasting really was just a way for me to escape and just talk. Believe it or not, I was not articulate at some point. Like, I would struggle with articulacy. I remember when I like, because also it was just a thing. I feel like I was always articulate, like growing up when I was like, when I was still in primary and all that, I was always like an articulate child, like who's talkative and all that, who's bright and all. But like that light dimmed when I went to high school, because I just felt like, I'm confused, honey. I don't know what's going on. Things are just not, I don't know. Like, it was just horrible 5 years for me. Yeah. And that dimmed my light in a way that I was never that articulate as I was growing up. And when I first went to varsity, in my first year, I remember I struggled so much with articulacy. I'd meet friends and child, like, I can't, like, I would meet friends and then they would be speaking, people are articulate, you know, like, you going, you far, I'm no longer in Venda, like, now I'm meeting people, like, Xhosas, whatever, like, different tribes and all that, so obviously you have to not speak English and all that. I remember I struggled with articulation, and the friends that I had at the time were very, they would speak a lot, and they would have, you know, vocabulary that is just for the gods, honey. And sometimes I'm like, okay, but what did you say? what did you say, honey? So I struggled, and then I had to, like, teach myself. Like, do you have to now start learning again, even though you know you were, like, an articulate child, like, all that. You need to go back to that. So I taught myself, and I also feel like podcasting also helped me, because if you listen to my, like, we're still using the same platform. If you go back to the old, the beginning ones, you can definitely pick it up. That yes, I was articulate, yeah. But there was just something missing somewhere. Yeah. There was just something missing somewhere. Mm.
You know what you're saying right now? It's just kind of taking me to I wouldn't say a conversation, but I listened to Oprah's Soul Sunday podcast, and. Mm-hmm. She was saying something about being still and knowing, you know. Mm-hmm. She says that if you have to ask people, should I buy these shoes? Should I take this job? You know, if you have to mm-hmm. ask people and you feel like there's a sense of confusion in you, then you most probably shouldn't be doing that thing at all. But what you should rather do is to be still, you know, is to take time to just back away a little, and then it's going to come to you. And I think that's what happened with you with the Evolve talk, you know, doing it all the way through, and then getting to a point where you were just like, okay, right now I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. And I would like to applaud you, you know, being able to be honest, to hope that an honest conversation and engagement with yourself to say, okay, now, right now, I feel like what I'm doing has become redundant. And I want to applaud you again for being able to then say, okay, let me be still, you know, let me take a step back, and then the answers will come to me. And then the answers did come to you. And this is a full cycle moment for you. This is a full cycle moment for Genesis Speaks. And I'm saying it's a full cycle moment because you see, you've made it all the way through to, you know, you've taken a whole round along the sun. It's been a whole year, you know, and now we are back, and now you have the answers, and now you know that this is what you want to do. And you've just been able to reflect, you know, on your articulation, that this is where you began, and this is the progress that you've made, and now you are here. With me, I feel like articulation, I've always been that person that's just, I wouldn't say I'm an extrovert per se, because I don't like being in spaces where there's too many people. But once I'm with people that I know and I enjoy their company, then I speak a lot. And I've always been a public speaker all the way from high school and so forth. And I'll tell you something that I've probably never shared with anyone before. I've never prepared. I've never prepared for debates. I've never prepared for speeches. I've never prepared for presentations. I don't even prepare for my own poetry. I've always been a freestyler. But as time went on, I realized that my articulation is not the best one. You get what I mean? I have some pronunciation problems. And sometimes, you confuse people because you're too confident, and they just so struck and shunned on that, and they don't get to see that what you are saying is not coming from a very well-informed position. And I think that is what Genesis Speaks means to me. What I want to do with it is always be able to speak from an informed position, that when I articulate, that when I pronounce the grammar and everything, it's not styling. It is me having prepared. It is me having read. It is me having researched. It is me having, you know, speaking on something that I actually do know about, and not necessarily mask behind the confidence and so forth. With this podcast, I want to ensure that we feed content that, you know, is going to impact and change not only our lives, but those of those that follow and listen to us. Because it's very important. You know, you and I are sisters in impact. Impact brought us together. So I want for this podcast to represent that with you and I, that when people listen to us, when they can be able to relate, and they can be able to be impacted. So yeah, that's what Genesis Speaks means for me. And I'm so happy that we actually have, you know, a similar view and objective and a similar reflection on where we're coming from and what we want
definitely
to do.
Definitely. Just to touch a little bit on how we met through a program that I think I did speak about it. Like, you go on our episodes, we have like 90 something episodes already from the and one I think somewhere I did speak about young African futuristics. The first one we were starting, it was in 2020. COVID just happened and we had plans, in-person plans and all that, and now we had to like look at different ways to impact and have an impact as NPOs. And at the time I then realized, okay, why not create something wherein young people can just like be able to speak online? Obviously, the barrier was now just the internet connections and all that, but then we had less options, like, because we can't do in person at the time. And then that's when Young African Futuristic was born, and a person that I've worked with then suggested Lindor, that, okay, I know this person, contacted Lindor. And then we started working from there. After that, actually, then we're just like, girl, let's work. And then,
yeah.
History.
And it's so insane how, you know, from that moment of Young African and Futuristic, we sort of became friends, you know, with immediate impact. Well, at least for me, I just looked at you and we clicked. And for the longest time, we were virtual friends. It was COVID-19. I had never met you, but I was so comfortable in talking to you and texting you, because I felt that we had so many similarities. You know, we had so many goals that were just the same. And from time to time, I would check your statuses and view, and I'd agree. You know, I feel like, okay, I get that. I feel like that sometimes. Yeah. And when we finally met, because COVID did a number on us, when we finally met, it was so amazing. It was a fulfilling feeling for me that, I wasn't wrong. I wasn't wrong. I really, really, I really, really am clicking with this person. And I'm so grateful for Young African and Futuristic for bringing us together. Especially for me, a person who doesn't usually become friends with people. I'm one of those people that I show up at an event, I do what I have to do, and I just leave. But then I'm so glad that I didn't do that with you. I didn't do that with us, because you have become such an important aspect of my life. You get what I mean? When something is happening, I'm like, I can't wait to tell G what happened. She needs to hear about this.
You know. Yeah, so I think we should just send a shout out actually to Tsakani, who brought us together. Tsakani was in my first executive for Youth Evolve. Like, it was one of the first people that I worked with, and she's really just doing well as well. I've been looking, and yeah, she's absolutely doing the most, like, most test.
she's doing like amazing things. She's always been bright. She's always been quite a bright crayon, and definitely she deserves a shout out. We owe her this friendship because she brought us together. And I'm so grateful to Tsakani for mentioning my name in rooms of opportunity and saying that I think that Lindor can pull that off. So thank you so much, Tsakani. It's been a blessing.
Definitely. But by the way, we also have Sakani on the pod, on the podcast, like Evolve Talk segments. Like it was, I think, season six or so. It's the episode is titled Zwaha Shuzurita, but it was September. What's that in September holiday?
Heritage.
The Heritage Day. Yeah, it was the Heritage Day.
So she was probably speaking on indigenous knowledge.
Yes, definitely. Yes, so it did well. Yeah, it really did well. It has high numbers for some reason.
Indigenous knowledge systems, indigenous knowledge practitioning, I think it's one of those buzz topics, you get what I mean? And I think it's because there has been so much that has happened to us as an African people. And although we cannot have an entire disregard for evolving, I think Sankofa as a theory shows or proves to be true with us, because in as much as we are evolving and going forward, it is also so essential for us to actually look back, you get what I mean? To not completely lose our roots. So I think that is why it is such an interesting topic. And I did tune into that episode. I'm actually a fan of IKS myself. I've been an African feminist for the longest time. It's only now that I've evolved and I've just feel like, okay, I feel like now I'm more into intersectional feminism. But before this, indigenous knowledge practitioning had actually had, the fundamentals of it actually played a large role in my African feminism. So I think we should look back into that. I think we should do something again that has in lines of tradition, culture, and indigenous things. It's an interesting
Definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, you see, the episode did have like really interesting times, because I remember at that same episode there was I need to find that person. There was this young bright boy. I forgot his name. I can just go back and listen to that episode. There was this young bright boy who, at the time, he was very young. At the time, I think he was still in high school. He created a website where he was teaching people how to speak Tshivenda language in the website. But he was still in high school at the time. So he started doing that whole thing when he was young. So that was quite interesting. I think that we need to find that kid and how he's doing currently and all that. But like, it was quite inspiring. I think there were three guests, if not two, if Sakani and the one, the ball, and someone else. I don't remember who the other person was, but the whole episode was quite interesting. I think as well, we did get a shout out from I don't know if it's the professor, I don't know if I'm gonna get the title wrong, but Miss Neshandama, we got a shout out from her. What's the title?
Professor Neshandama.
Yes, we got a shout out from her for that episode, so she also tuned in, so it was quite like, okay.
Yeah. What an amazing soul she is. She's really an amazing soul that supports especially young people. I like it so much when the older generations are not defensive to a point where they do not want to tune in or tap into what is currently happening. You know, when older people want to keep up with the times. I really, really respect her for that. And I hope that even in my times of being the older generation, I'll be able to want to know what is happening with my children at that particular time, so that, you know,
why are you laughing about children?
Because I might not have been.
That laugh is so condescending.
Because I might not have any. And I'm just laughing because I'm thinking, listen to me talking about children. When I think I really don't know where I stand yet as far as children are concerned. But then I feel like a larger part of me is just does not want to have them. Or maybe I'm saying that I do not want to have children because of, you know, the circumstances and situation that I'm in right now. Yeah. Maybe I will grow with time, but we'll see.
For now, no.
You are definitely going to be the rich aunt to my kids. And you know how I'm like. So from time to time, I'm definitely going to be dropping them at your estate because, child, I need a user.
Yeah, Linda. Okay, so we're about to wrap up this episode, right? But before we wrap up, like in the beginning of the episode, we're talking about new beginnings. This is like the new beginning for us and all that. And we really looking forward to explore different, you know, aspects and sharing our experience and all that, and just being authentic and real to, you know, whatever that is happening. So I think you also mentioned, like, in the first, when we were like doing the introductions, you mentioned that you said new city and all that. So I want to ask to explore the new city part. Like, how's that going? Are you happy? Like, how do you feel right now with, like, this whole new change that is really happening now in your life?
This is what I like about Genesis Speaks. I like the fact that we give ourselves the chance and the platform to actually reflect. And I'm just going to take this brief moment to vent. I think vent because what we essentially as human beings think about new beginnings, you know, I'm starting afresh. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be rough. It's going to be a flow from here. And that is what I had expected when I moved from Pretoria and I came to Johannesburg. I thought to myself, okay, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast, you know. My things are just going to move on so smoothly. But I'll admit to you right now that it hasn't actually been like that. And not because particularly I'd say my things aren't going well or my plans, no. But I feel that... The city city itself is such an overwhelming.
But in terms of
it's so fast paced. It's people are not chilling at all. People are not relaxing. And from time to time, I do feel like I'm stagnant. Like I'm not doing anything at all. You get what I mean? And I'll tell you now that I have a very high possibility of moving back to Pretoria. And I'm so glad that I hadn't, like, my move was not so permanent. And thank you for that, because you are the person that had actually said, I think you should just go and try first and test it out. So right now I'm at a friend's apartment and everything is beautiful. And I'm just thinking, no, you know, because I like the silence and you know, the balance that Pretoria had for me. It was really really beautiful, but now I'm here and everything is happening so fast, like there's so much noise as well, like you can barely hear yourself thinking. So I just feel, am I the only one that is feeling like this? And also I, you know, when like people are like, give it time, give it space, you know, give it a chance and then maybe you'll settle. I don't know, but a larger part of my spirit is telling me that I am not going to settle at all. Like, it's going to change because my personality is very mellow. I'm a very reserved person. I'm a very private person most of the time. So I feel like there's no reservation for privacy here. As much as you can try, like, there's just that in your face aspect of city, and it's really messing with me. How did you survive, Jordan?
Well, I think there's a difference between, I always say this, that I've stayed in Joburg, I've stayed in Pretoria, so I kind of know the two cities. And my first experience was in Joburg, like growing up, I've grown in Joburg and all that. So Joburg has always been like my first, like, I don't know, like I know Joburg in a way. And as an adult as well, I found myself in Joburg. There's a time in my life when I was working, like going to actual work, not like now virtual and all that, like going to the office when I was staying in Joburg and all that. And child, Joburg is a lot. I love, personally, I would still choose Joburg because I don't know, there's something about the adrenaline that I really like. But at the same time,
that's your personality.
Yes, I love the adrenaline, I love the whole thingy, but I won't lie, how you feel is how I felt as well. It is very overwhelming. There's a lot of things going on. It's fast at the same time. And because it's so fast, you see every, like in the morning, you're going through shitty situations. Life is moving on, baby. You think, but you see, okay, life is moving on. And like, it looks like my life is the one that is standing and it's stagnant, it's not moving, and like everyone is just going on about their life and things are moving. It's just too hectic, really, really hectic and chaotic, honestly. And I'm just gonna take into my experience in 2020, after the lockdown was happening and all that. It was really a knock because I was working at the time, and I was looking for new opportunities, because that was my first job and I was not really happy. And I did, there are videos actually, there's a video on my YouTube channel where I was just, it's an extra of the Evolve talk. It was like me talking about my experience, like me crying at work, it was a lot. It was just a lot going on. I was not happy. I needed a new opportunity and all that, but opportunity was not coming, like nothing. It was just quiet. So at that time, 2020, I was there and working, then COVID hit. Then when COVID hit, like, fortunately, we were now home. It was nice for like few weeks. Like, it was nice. And then, you know, introspection began. It was all cute because now you're just like facing your place and that, like, yo, I'm just going through the most and going through the most. Until, because I was working on a contract, until the contract finished, and was hoping that something would come up after that. I stayed in the city until to a point where I was like, you know, now things are very overwhelming. I'm no longer working. I'm now in the city. And I don't feel like, it's also a thing of like, I couldn't even apply. Like, I was no longer even in the mood to apply anything, but like, I'm not working and I'm in the city and things must be like, mad, like you have to pay rent, you have to buy food, whatever, all the things you have to do. And it was the thing that now I'm like in the dead end. What must happen? That's when I decided I need to go back home. So I packed everything, I left the city. And
I remember the time. It was like such a joke that you actually go back home, and it's just like, this one is not gonna do it, she's playing around. But you actually did it, and opportunities came to you. And I probably don't even articulate this or say this you know many times to you, but I am so proud. I am so proud of how far you have come and all of that. You know, I celebrate your things like way more than I probably should. I'm always screaming around and telling people the things that are happening in your life, because you inspire me so much. You know, it's so nice to have a friend that you look up to, and then you just like, you know, if she has been able to do this, then definitely us and other girls can be able to do that. I really am proud of you. We soldier on. We move.
Definitely, you're making me blush right now, but like, I feel as well. I feel the same way as well about you. So now, then that's when I decided, like, things were like crazy. Yo, it's just, life was just moving and my life was not moving. Like, it was just crazy. So that, actually, when I went back home, that was ahead of our first social entrepreneurship empowerment network exhibition.
Yes.
The time I went back home, that was like ahead of that. Like, when I was going back home, I was going for that. We were hosting the first scene exhibition. That's when I was home. So that's when I decided to go home. So it was, I don't know. That's how I felt about Jobbik. And now my Pretoria story, the following year, then I decided, okay, now I need to go to the city. But since I'm like working virtually, let me just hop into Pretoria and see, like, you know, the vibes. Because now I have the opportunity to just be flexible. Not necessarily like be in a particular space because I'm not working in person. So now I moved to Pretoria. Pretoria, for me, oh my gosh, beautiful. Like, it's definitely, it was really calm. What I hated, because I was staying in like the CBD, what I hated is seeing people that I knew. There's a lot of vendor people there. And people I know. So that was the only thing I hated about it. But shame, it was chill. Like, it changed. Like, it's so chilled, it's hot even, it's like Vendanji, what she said, we don't get told.
And yes, that's what I love, I love the fact that Pretoria felt like home for me, you know, also as a rural girl, it just felt like, okay, this is a change, this is different from, you know, the rural areas, but then also like the change is sustainable, it's something that you can kind of relate to, and I never got to meet any people that I knew, that's what I liked. That's exactly what I love. I'd actually be at the CBD and not worry that there's going to be someone who's going to be like, hey, Lindo, what you doing here? Especially because my move to Pretoria, I was very, very silent. You remember I inquired with you. I inquired with you a lot.
Yes.
Like we would spend, you know, hours on end on the phone, and I was just telling you how I felt about my job at the time, how I felt about being in Venda and stuff like that. And so when I had finally moved, I was just like, I want this to be a very silent time of my life where I'm just figuring things out without any influence. So it was very nice for me to be in an environment when absolutely nobody knew me and I'm not meeting anyone with any questions.
Definitely. It's so nice being a place where you just, you don't know, they don't know you. Like, it just, it was like, oh, no one knows me. Yeah. Like, and that's what I like. So
you get to do your mistakes, you know, to fail, to fall, and pick yourself up without any influence, without any scrutiny on the spotlight. Because sometimes we are afraid, we fail, we are afraid to fall, because us in environments and communities that know us. But then when you are in a space where absolutely nobody knows you, then you get to be as human as possible and also just kind of find yourself in that, you know, be mindful of yourself, be mindful of how you feel without being afraid what the other person thinks.
Definitely. So my Pretoria experience was really great in a way, though there were like ups and downs at the time. Because I remember there was like, I did go through breakdown. Like last year, there was like a huge breakdown into my mental health as well. And honestly, it was just like the things that were happening at the time. I think there are, like, you can go check into my check-in episodes. They're like check-in episodes that really just defines whatever that was happening. I think it happens April, May, I think end of June, did those episodes. So it was just really about, that was happening and I was in Joburg. It was going to be quite worse than it was when I was like in, but I don't know, I think it was going to be worse as well. I had like a good support system. I met a sister, her name is April. She's been on the podcast as well. She's so amazing. I remember having a breakdown. Like, I just called it. It was like around 2 a.m. in the middle of the night. Baby girl woke up, accommodated me in her house. I stayed there and she didn't want to let me go, but like I was like, because she stays with her man. So, but like I was like, oh, but I need to go back just to give you guys privacy. But at the same time, she was so supportive in a way, like, I know if like in their Goa there's somewhere I can go. So I also met like beautiful people, amazing people there. It was really the greatest experience than Joburg. Joburg, I would visit and this pity child, I'm like, yo, because when I was in Joburg as well, I became so used to being, like when I walk around Joburg, obviously the thing of like, you can't use your cell phone, you have to be like very cautious and be looking at your back, behind, whatever, like you just, you're alert, like you fucking alert. And it's not what Pretoria is like. Pretoria itself is not, you obviously in South Africa you have to be alert, but Pretoria didn't give me that alert that Joburg is always. I would walk in the city, use my phone, whatever, and I don't have issues, right? But like in Joburg, like now visiting Joburg and all that, I'm just like alert and all that. Recently I was in Joburg and I can tell you, Shem, I was feeling very uncomfortable, and it was, I felt uncomfortable then, but like, well, now I knew Pretoria, and Pretoria was very chilled and all that. I never really had to be up and down looking at my back and all those things. Like, I have to do that in Joburg. So my last visit now in Joburg was quite uncomfortable. Like, I was just uncomfortable. I just felt like, yo, this is a lot. So busy, man. It's just overwhelming. So that's the comparison between the two cities. Joburg is really busy. It's very overwhelming. On the other hand, Pretoria is quite chilled and easygoing. But like the cons for me, for Pretoria, what I felt like, because I loved the adrenaline that Joburg gave me, I just felt Pretoria allowed me to relax. It felt so homey in a way that made me so relaxed. I felt relaxed and I felt like, now I'm so relaxed. And I feel like if I was in Joburg, then I would be pushing way more and all that, but like now I'm just relaxed, really relaxed. So for me, as a person that like the adrenaline, love, I still do, I just felt Pretoria was just relaxed and I wanted the business. the business. Way, I don't know if you're getting that, you're getting the part, business.
Yeah.
That's I needed something really. But yeah, for you, I think I did tell you when you were contemplating that child, like, no, it's definitely gonna work, not gonna work for you, honestly. A lot of people that move from Pretoria to Joburg really do not like people who have the first experience, because I feel like you have, okay, people that have the first experience in Joburg to Pretoria, they adapt swiftly because, you know, it's not as fast. But like when you're from Pretoria to Joburg, the adaptation is like somehow, because already you're coming from a very relaxed place and now you're coming to a very like where you have to be highly alert and all that. If you can just do AMA walks in Johannesburg and with your phones and everything, you can't really be high. Yeah, like,
that's the thing. That's what's affecting me the most. Because, my walks, my morning walks are what keeps me stable. That's my stability. That is my mental health. You know, that's my coping mechanism. That's my go-to. But right now, I can't do that. And I just, yo. It's so overwhelming to me. Like, I can't believe that I can't do the simplest thing ever. Like, can't I just walk? You get what I mean? And it's so crazy how, like, you know, the most random, like, things that are just criminal things are being said in the most random manner and in the most chilled tone. And I'm just saying to myself, sorry?
It's very casual, if,
what? Is that not illegal? But then people are just going with the flow. It's normal.
You know the thing about Joburg that I like? As I said, I love the adrenaline and all that. And my experience there, in a way, the adrenaline and all those things, I became very open-minded in a way that it makes it easy for people to talk to me. And that was even before I get into Joburg. But that aspect really got me through the streets and all that. Like, I just meet people that would casually confess that they are like criminals, like they are like gangsters and all that. And dude, like I never like judge them or anything. I just listen to the stories and try to understand where they're coming from. Obviously not saying that I promote crime or promote what they were doing, but in a way just trying to understand where that stems from, like why they do what they do and all that, and just create a safe space for them to express themselves. Because at the same time, as much as, you know, people do certain things, there are reasons behind that. And yeah, so I would find myself with a person randomly or casually just confessing that they are like gangsters, they've done this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And in that way, like my it was just the adrenaline, like, okay, what if something happens here? But like at the same time, I'm like, okay, but nothing will happen here. So dude, like it's a lot. Trust me. Crime there is just casual. Someone just tell you I just killed this person now. What you gonna say? What you gonna do? Come help me hide the body. Linda, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Sorry about that. My network had that cancellation thing. It was gone. That's the other thing about Joburg network. It's bad. I never expected this at all. I mean, this is a city and the president was talking about making it a green city or whatever not so long ago. So I thought I am actually going to the den of network. And I'm here right now and I'm like,
Joburgers are laughing at you right now. They're laughing at you. Where's the green city? Imagine Joburg.
Yeah, I really thought
it would never be Joburg.
The network is fast paced and everything. Sometimes my laptop, like the functionability of my laptop scares me. You know, it gets so slow. You know, when you become faster than technology, you become faster than artificial intelligence. It worries me so much. Hey, in Pretoria, it was way better. And that's part of the aspects that I miss.
I do. Like, that's the thing with Joburg, the network. There's just a lot going on, really. It becomes really frustrating. Like, if you really, I feel like Joburg, if you want to enjoy Joburg, you just probably go to like a nice suburb somewhere. Like, I feel like Randburg does it. the popular one it's Sentin, but like for me, I don't think Sentin is my repertoire. It's also really busy currently. Like there's just a lot of things going on. But as far as safety goes, it's a little better than the CBD, but it's still pity pity too much for me. But like your Randburg, Joburg South as well, it's quite relaxed. Like Joburg South towards your what's that ground thing, the game place where people go. That roll, that thingy. I forgot the name, friend. What's that game, the game, the name is there, the mind game place where people go for games, like
Gold Reef City.
Yeah, towards Gold Reef City, that's the south of Joburg. So the south as well, it's quite chilled. East Rand, I've not really stayed in East Rand, but then I've heard as well. But anywhere outside the CBD, yeah, could be like
much better. Inside the CBD, bent that right next to Gandhi Square. It's like, God, how? Why am I here?
it is what it is. But well, yeah, this was a very nice introduction episode. You're going to get, you know, more of this kind of vibes, like if you're listening to us now. And obviously, you know, also start provoking episodes, and once in a while have guests come over to just reflect with us upon certain, you know, topics that we'd be talking about. So the last segment of the show is gratitude. We just, you know, just want to give thanks. With gratitude, I just want to give thanks to this, like, to this moment, appreciate this moment, because a moment of this to actually just express myself with someone and being able to have an audience as well that we can impact and have a sort of impact in their lives as well. It's really something to, I don't have the words for it, but I'm grateful for this moment. I'm grateful for this time that we have now, because time is of the essence, and really this time is not going unnoticed. And I'm really grateful for this time that we are having with you guys. It's highly appreciated that you also took time to listen up until this far of the episode. I'm grateful for that. I'm also just grateful for new opportunities. I'm grateful for life, right? That should be the first thing, that because if I was not alive, then all of these other things that I'm mentioning would not be existing. So life should literally be the first thing I'm saying I'm grateful for. Linda, over to you.
I'm grateful for life, definitely. And when I say that I'm grateful for life, I mean really grateful for being alive, because not so long ago I did not feel like being alive. Being here, being present, basically means that there's still a purpose, there's still something that is out there for me to fulfill, and that you know, God chose to keep me. I am grateful for the little privileges, you know, from time to time, because we all want to grow, we want a better life, we want a bigger salary and so forth. We forget to see that sometimes we are privileged, you know. There are moments where, you know, your class is just a little higher than the average person. And I'm saying this because, you know, I've been able to move. You know, it's not an easy thing. It's not anyone that can just pick and go. Not so long ago, I had gone to Venda just to, you know, to take a wusa, just to breathe, to see my friends, to see my little sister, to see you. I'm grateful for that privilege, being able to just pack a suitcase, and it's something that is big for me. I am grateful for the opportunities. I'm grateful for God's divine favor, because sometimes I just know that, you know, this and this happened not because, you know, I'm smart, not because I worked hard or whatever, but simply because, you know, it is divine favor that has located specifically me. So those are the things that I am grateful for right now.
Well, this is it, guys. Thank you so much for being in the podcast. This is Genesis Speaks, and the beginning, always the beginning. Every day is a beginning. Today is a beginning. We are grateful for this. We are grateful for this day. And yeah, I don't know what I wanted to say, but
Always the hardest.
Oh, it's always the hardest because this was really, but we'll see you in the next one. And we want to hear what you think. We want to hear what you want us to talk about. We're looking forward to many more, our experience and reflections, gratitude, and all that. Lindo, last words.
I just want to bask in this moment right now, because for me, it's like, okay, this is really happening. You get what I mean? I am co-hosting a whole podcast with my friend, and I'm looking forward to hearing from people, looking forward to hearing from our listeners, because this is not just a platform for you and I, it's a platform for so many other people to share their views, to share their perspective. And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, I can't wait to hear from everyone at home or wherever you are. So until next time, bye. And I know that you're going to love this episode as much as we all the fun recording it.
Well, this is it. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.